Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
So to take us down the path here, because I have a lot of like curiosity towards this situation. So I do believe that the show, The Bachelor and Bachelorette, got themselves into trouble. I have this theory. I can't prove it.
Okay.
But I can say from my viewing experience, when Trista and Bob are on the show not only was beautiful and people got along, but some people weren't here for the right reasons, but the show started to get into this drama-centered experience where every year the drama had to be one step more, one step more, one step more. And then you run out of it.
Yeah.
You're like literally,
where do you go?
You can't make any more drama unless you do something on TV that's offensive and absolutely so hard to watch that nobody wants to tune in.
Right.
Yeah. True.
So the Golden Bachelor kind of like cleans the slate again.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, we're back at the beginning. And I hope, you know,
so true,
as the show continues, that drama doesn't become the thing that this thing's built on.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
But I feel like my prediction is that it will go back to like Bachelor or Bachelorette, regular Bachelor, Bachelorette, then Golden Bachelor or Bachelorette, right?
Yeah.
And so regular Bachelor, Bachelorette, there will constantly be drama.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
just will. Golden, I feel like it will be
it doesn't
a
need
more
it.
Respectable
maybe
not. Show.
Maybe. So like, I feel like, so we thought like our generation was we're going to be our only viewers. We honestly thought that the younger generation really wasn't going to view this, but so not true.
Is
so,
it?
So many people from younger, from, you know, the, you know, 20s and 30s are watching this. And
I love
maybe, it. Maybe they're learning something from this.
Yeah.
That it doesn't have to be about trauma. It could be about
like being cohesive and being friendly and being supportive of each other and how attractive that really is. And you don't need to be, you know, knifing each other in the back. You can be like hugging each other and like saying way to go. So maybe you know what
I love about that is that when we were the first season on when Trista was the bachelorette, the first bachelorette, the first group of guys. And I remember saying it, like we were talking about it and we're like, guys, it doesn't matter. I mean, she's gorgeous and we all adore her and she's funny and witty and everything, but she's going to like who she's going to like. We can still be friends.
Right.
And we made a conscious choice that group of guys, and I'll never forget it. I mean, we got some heat over it, but not publicly. Mm-hmm. More internally.
Yeah, because the producers
from the producer's
drama.
Standpoint, they're like, I mean, I remember I got pulled aside twice being like, you know, we're done with the kumbaya stuff. And I remember thinking, well, then I just should, I'll go home. I'll you know, him. I mean, if she doesn't want to give me a flower, she doesn't have to.
And
it was one of those things where it was like, I kept sticking around.
The daisy.
she kept me around.
You're getting a weed.
Point being, I got a flower. I stuck around. But I love these guys. Like, we're still friends to this day. Ryan walks in today, and I see him, and I'm overwhelmed. Because he was my bunk mate, right?
Top or bottom.
So I'll never forget, when Trista was first mad at me,
more of a bottom,
she's like, I go on a date with everyone but Bob, and I come back to the drunk fest. But when I go on a date with, when Bob's gone, I come back to reading the Bible. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This, I mean... These are my buddies.
Yeah.
But it was, truth be told, like, we were genuinely friends, and we still are to this day, 20-some years later.
And we kind of had this.
And that starts at the top. I do believe it starts at the top.
Like, you guys,
Trista made that happen.
When I walked we were into right the from house, the beginning. I was like, I can sense the supportiveness and the sisterhood.
We're upstairs exchanging
clothes. It starts at the top,
we're doing
man.
Each other's makeup. We're curling hair.
Yes.
Like, we were really, but once again, I told you it's a lonely place to be in your 60s and 70s trying to date. So we came into a house of people that were just like us, which are hard to find out.
Yeah.
Like when you're out in the wild, they're not there.
I got to say, I think here. From a casting perspective, I do think the show really did itself a favor.
Genius.
Because they picked wonderful people.
Isn't she amazing?
Love
I know, I love her.
Everyone I've met is just amazing.
Like, they
did a great job. And you know, I keep saying it, like, how in the world did I get picked? Because there were 30,000 people that applied to this. So I have absolutely no
idea. I did not know that.
30,000. Wow. It's insane. So I don't even know how they even look through 30,000 applications.
Wait, 30,000 applied as the women?
Women.
Or did men also apply to be the bachelor? Wow.
30,000 women.
Do you know how many people apply?
I have no idea.
No.
I couldn't even tell you. I mean, probably 20, 30 when I was the bachelor.
20 or 30, not 1,000.
Boss Man Ben knows the numbers. So he does know the numbers.
No more zeros on the end of that.
No.
Stop it. That's it.
They said, let's find them. If not, we're going out to LA the night before and bringing them.
Yeah, and we'll find some. Yeah. We'll find some on the street.
Such you know it is. I hope the Golden Bachelor does this, and I do believe the show is focused on this, is the love story behind it. Mm-hmm. And the love story is so important to me to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, I want to get a little vulnerable for a second, because one of the things that has been so beautiful for me, and you know, when I did this thing with Gary that won't be shown, we went around to these public places. And kind of
cutting now I'm fly. Dying to see it, right?
Cutting the fly.
It's really fun.
Yeah. I'm requesting this excerpt.
Yeah. I hope it makes funny reels. But we got to meet the public and their opinions of Gary and the season. And the thing I kept hearing was, I will just say this. I'll get in trouble for it. I know it. But there was a lady at one of the events we went to who stands up. She's probably in her 60s. She goes, my husband died 4 years ago. And I was lost, and I've watched this season, and she starts bawling, and she goes, I believe I can date again.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm standing up there as like the fill-in, I don't even know what I am, like the moderator or host or whatever.
Yeah. The
and
Jesse.
The fake Jesse. The fake Jesse.
Stop.
And I'm crying because I'm like, wait, this is what the show was so fun for me when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were people actually personally touched by a story of a cast member. The drama maybe wasn't the center. And maybe for some, it makes a more boring season. For others, it brings in the emotions and the heart, and you get to live vicariously through these characters that you watch on TV.
Yes.
So you just mentioned that your husband had passed away 3 years ago, Joan. Now you end up on this television show that you're dating in public. What's that like for you? I mean, I don't know how to ask a question around it more than just like, what if somebody's listening and maybe in a similar position, like what went through your head to say yes? What went through your head to say I want to? And then once mm-hmm. you're in it, what makes you say this is a good next step?
So it probably started out with the application process, because like I can look around and see that there are lots of people who have had second chances at love, you know, in their later years. And so that kind of gave me hope. But like hope has to be backed up by action. You can't just have hope, because hope doesn't get you anywhere. Because I came and applied to the show because I had gone out to dinner with a good friend of mine, and we had sat at the bar at a restaurant, local restaurant that had, you know, mostly people our age, you know, in the 50s and 60s. And I looked around and I said to my friend, I go, everybody here is a couple. I go, look, there is not a single person that's single. And I said, and even if I saw somebody that was single, maybe I saw a good looking guy across the bar, I would assume that he's probably married, because everybody our age is married. Yeah. So I realized at that moment, and this is like 2 years after my husband's passing, and I was just kind of getting in the mood, like maybe like I got to get out there, like that year mark hit and that wasn't good. I wasn't ready yet. And two year mark, I'm like, I'm not getting any younger. Like I need to get out there. And I realized like, it's not going to happen organically. I'm not just going to meet somebody. I'm not going to be at a wedding to meet somebody. I'm not going to meet somebody at the grocery store. I'm not going to meet somebody sitting at the bar at a restaurant, having dinner with my friend. It's not going to happen. So I need to take action. And I came home and I sat down and I turned on The Bachelor, because I'm a Bachelor watcher, and they had doing a casting call for The Golden Bachelor. It was like the universe was telling me to do it. So I did it. And that was like my first like step. Like I had to take some action. And my action just happened to be a really freakishly large one that, and I didn't think so at the time. I was like, I'll fill this out. And like, it was kind of a long application. I was doing it on my phone. I had already had two glasses of wine. Like, I'm not really very good on my phone anyway.
You can't do it without drinking.
You're right. The wine probably helped. And so I only filled out like half the application. And then I sent my photos like they said to do it. And then all of a sudden I was getting calls.
Yeah.
So it kind of unfolded in a weird way. But really good for me, because I don't think I would have taken the action if I hadn't like just happened to sit down and see that one little commercial. So like my message to like the world of people that are sitting around waiting for it to happen, like in their later years, it's not going to. You can't, don't expect it to happen organically. You have to take action. And once you do, good things will happen.
Yeah.
And like, even if it's scary, like somebody said, some famous person said, you should do something that frightens you every day. And this really frightened me, but I did it because it wasn't just going to happen. Like love wasn't going to come find me. I had to go out and put myself out there. And like, you know, I still haven't found love, but now I'm not afraid to do it anymore. I did it like on the national stage.
Broke the ice.
Like going, like going to the local restaurant right now is like super easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's no big deal.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand, and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Now you're a few months removed from the filming of the show. You didn't find love on the show. This is a very drastic choice to come on the Golden Show.
Yeah.
What other ways are you now excited to try to meet somebody that maybe somebody listening could be like, that's creative and cool, and maybe I could try to do that also?
So I'm not a huge, well, I don't want to say I'm not a huge fan. I tried the dating app. So I tried to go on Match.com right actually before I came on the show. Before I got, I had filled out the application, but I hadn't gotten contacted yet. So I'm like, I need to do something. I need to take action. And I was overwhelmed by the response. And I think it was just because I was like the fresh face on the app. And I had like...
That's the only reason, Joe.
200
that's
responses.
The only reason.
The only reason is because you're new to the app.
That's
you're not that. Really pretty. No, like, that's well, not, yeah, nobody thinks you're beautiful.
So I had like 200 responses and I felt really responsible that like people wrote real messages to me and I should read every single one of them and I should respond to them. And I got through like 40 the first night and then I woke up the next morning and there was like another 60 replacing those. And I
still had
like another 140. And like, I'm not saying this in a bragging way because I'm just saying it's overwhelming to do a dating website. And so I'm not positive I want to go back on that. Although I certainly believe that you get a lot of options that way. I would rather meet somebody face to face. And I wish there was a way to do that. Like, I wish there was, like, you see speed dating or something. Yeah. And I don't think it even exists anymore. I've never heard anybody doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'd rather, like, meet somebody face to face.
What about DMs? Do you ever fall into anyone's DMs?
Oh, my goodness.
I believe they call it sliding.
Sliding into DMs. Sorry, I haven't been single in 20 years. So
I've heard this.
There you go.
Now, Joan, just before you say it, I met my wife through sliding into her DMs.
How do I vet the people that, I've had a lot.
I don't know that you vet. You just continue to talk, right?
Yeah, you just don't.
Or you can do a background check. I mean.
I think that we need to. So I've had, okay, I'm going to say it because I'm sure this will get beeped out, but I've had dick pics sent to me. Several though. Yeah.
What?
And then I have.
Can I
could show you them on my phone.
Can I bet? No, I don't need to see them.
I definitely don't need to see them.
On the
OG podcast, now on the Almost Famous podcast, they might want to see them.
They might, but not this one.
What I need to know is, do they automatically send them to you or is this after talking to like weeks?
So this is like, they'll say, you're so beautiful. I loved you on the Golden Bachelor. And I'll say, oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
And then like that spurs on a conversation. No. Do you like younger men? I'm like, no, not really. Not my thing. And then it comes usually.
Well, then how do you like
that's
this?
How it comes.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's usually young guys normally. I don't know. They think that's a
my daughter is getting off of Instagram.
Make me want them. This is bad.
This is no. This is so good. This no, this is actually exactly
good to know. It's a PSA. It's a public service.
Yeah, this is exactly. So like, yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then let me tell you the other really disturbing thing that happens.
Perfect.
Okay, yes, please.
Oh,
men
my Lord.
Contact me and want to be my sugar daddy.
No.
And offer me many no. thousands of dollars a month or a week to just talk to them, and they say no
or
sexual
or show them pictures
stuff.
Of your feet.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Guys, I have feet.
Feet?
Can we send?
I mean, come on.
So I'd like to offer my feet. Number to those guys.
You can pretend you're me.
So here's the funny feet. Part of this is I'm meeting all these women tonight, all the Golden Bachelor contestants, and they're all telling me these stories of it's been wild that like their social media is now blowing up and so crazy for them to manage and figure out, like, you know, a lot of them have never really been on social media before, but now, I mean, they're in the world and people have watched them. And so their DMs are blowing up.
Yeah.
Their messages are blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like their social media is now getting a bigger following. And mm-hmm. so there is a humor, like a comedic side to that, where it's like, hilarious. This is hilarious to think about.
So funny.
But then also there's this like, what are you to do with this, Joan?
And you know what? I don't want to waste this opportunity. So like, this is my own, this is my one and only, here it is. And I don't want to waste it. And I do look at all of those DMs and I want to do something that I want it to be safe. So I do have a little bit of a fear factor that these strangers are contacting me and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to actually meet somebody that would be not a safe thing. Right. So I don't know how to vet the people. So my biggest problem right now is vetting them. What I do get a lot of really, really sweet things is girls who want me to date their fathers, which is really cute. Wow. So I think that is probably the safest way I could go.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
haven't found... Unless there are girls that are acting like you... That are young.
Yeah, you can't trust everybody. It's true. You can't trust everybody. So,
People are tricky.
Unfortunately, I haven't had a lot that are local. So, I want to date somebody that is like a feasibly, you know, like within a few hour drive.
Yeah.
I would say, like, they don't have to be like, you know, right next door, but I want somebody that's kind of close. I haven't found a single one of those, and I've gotten a lot of them, but none of them have been like even remotely.
Okay. Well, anyone listening who's in Maryland, right?
Please, in Maryland, DC, Virginia, Delaware would be fine.
If you have
a beach house, it'd be awesome.
Anything in the East Coast.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that's so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
To kind of close up here, this is obviously kind of getting back out there, but also have you been hit up for like sponsorships now, like Instagram deals?
Crazy.
Really?
So I did make an effort. I have to say, so I came off the show really, really early, and I had a fear that like my journey was completely over.
Yeah.
And that made me really sad because I loved this journey. First of all, I love being part of Bachelor Nation. It's like a really like a fun group to be part of. And, you know, I even said in the limo that, as you get older, you get kind of invisible. And I finally felt like I was a little more visible, and not because I was on national TV, mm-hmm. but because I had found this group of friends that I really, really loved. And I was on the outside now, and I didn't want to be on the outside. So I started being more active on social media, mm-hmm. and it did become a little crazy. So I've had an insane amount of interest, and not just from dating, but also from, because I've done a few TikToks, from brands. And so I probably get 5 offers a day to, really? For different brands. Yeah. Amazing. And good brands.
Do it all.
But
do it all.
We're not, we're not allowed to yet. Till
forgiveness,
February.
Not permission. Trust me.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
Ask forgiveness, not permission.
I say
permission.
Ask forgiveness, not permission.
Oh, guys, I could be doing 50 a day. It's insane. That, I mean,
that's
we
not
get,
okay.
We get crazy, crazy, crazy. Like I was on my laptop today. I was working a little bit because I was in the hotel room, and I had probably 4 or 5 come through just today. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Mm.
You're amazing.
Getting way more than we are.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Run
it's amazing.
With it.
But you know, that's what it is.
I can tell you right now, I'd be like, ice cream in.
Sure.
Sandwiches. Love it.
I got a wine one today. I was
gasoline?
Like, yeah.
Wine? Glue? Sure.
The human dog bed. Have you seen the human dog bed? I got the human dog bed. The human dog bed. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen.
I happen to love it.
It was on Shark Tank. And I got, I was like, God, I still want to do one of this, but I can't do it until
it just covers your all up at all at once. It's a nice big dog bed.
It's like a big dog bed for a human. Yeah. It's the coolest thing.
Joan, here's the thing.
Okay.
This is a blast for us. And I want you to know that. We are absolutely thrilled that you all are here.
Yes.
This is very exciting for any of us who have been on the other show, because this is a show that we all got very excited about, and we are very excited about, and we enjoyed. Like, it didn't disappoint. And all of you that are here tonight are people, at least from our opinion, who have just like really entertained us, but also that we've fallen in love with, that we've rooted for, that we cheer for, and that now we're cheering for even more now that the show is done and this whole new chapter begins. And so we're very thankful that you came in, gave us a time on the Almost Famous podcast. You are absolutely wonderful. Okay, to close this whole thing out, are you glad you did it?
Oh gosh, yeah. You know, I toyed with it a little bit when I was deciding whether I wanted to do it. When they offered it to me, I had this daughter who was very pregnant and had a difficult pregnancy and difficult birth, and I considered not coming. And now I look back and I go, what was I thinking?
Mm.
Like, this was such a great privilege. It was such a privilege to be on, to first of all be part of Bachelor Nation, to have met Gary. He kind of opened up my heart a little bit. I kind of, you know, feel like there's hope in the dating world for me, and like hope of finding love. And then I got to meet like these 21 other women that were like my, they're like my tribe now. They're like my clan. And they give me energy and they give me hope and they give me people to do this with. So like, it's lonely doing this alone. You know, the world is full of couples. You know, there's not a lot of single people, especially at my age. So it's so nice to have, so I have this tribe and like, we're, you know, making plans to go on vacation together and Nancy lives really close to me. So I know I can like call Nancy at any time and say, come like meet me for dinner.
Love.
And we'll sit at the bar and hopefully somebody will walk up to us.
Yes.
I think you guys got a good chance.
You sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Here's the PSA. If Nancy and Jonah are at a bar, come hit on them. They would love it. I mean, you might fail.
Do yourself a favor.
No. Yeah, just go at least
do
say,
us a favor. Do, right.
Hey, you're really pretty.
Be a good guy.
Can I sit down and buy you a drink?
I love them.
We look forward to many more stories, many more years to come. Thanks for coming along on Most Famous Podcast. It's so worth it. So thanks for sharing your love story with all of us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It means a lot.
This
I know
was
it's
fun.
Not always easy, but it's very exciting. And somebody out there is listening. I know it right now. Mm-hmm. Who is going, I hear this and I believe it. And now they're going to do something beautiful for their life.
Because
Right. And if that's cool. All that comes out of this, if I never find love, but somebody like goes out there and, or, you know, other people do it, like that's all worth it. Because like I had my chance. I raised my family. I had the love of my life. I want to have it again. It made me happy. But everybody deserves that.
Yeah.
And if this like spurs somebody on, then that's the that's all I need. Yeah. That makes me happy.
So good.
Yeah. The stories that will become that you'll never know from this are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this has been the Almost Famous Podcast. So everybody follow my lead here. Don't forget how to do this. I'm going to go Joan first, and then we're going to go around the circle.
Okay.
We'll be back very soon with tons more content and incredible interviews with so many people here at the Bachelor Mansion. Mm-hmm. You got to get out to your tribe. They're all sitting out there having dinner, and you're in here with us.
No,
and
with
as
my husband.
Cool as we are.
And my wife.
Yeah, as cool as we are, you need to get out there to them.
It's true.
So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Joan.
I've been Trista.
No, you
haven't. I want to do it that way.
No.
All right, fine. I've been Bob.
I've been Trista.
We'll talk to you next time.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the #1 pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.